A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I'd like us to discuss and pray on the subject of grace to grow and multiply what is in your hand. I want to ask for the grace of God upon you, the grace to grow and to multiply what is in your hands. And we are taking for our test the book of Matthew, chapter number 25. We read from verse number 14, a fairly long passage, but I will skip some and then move to where we're going. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them, and made another 5 talents. And likewise he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground, and hid his Lord's money." The Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his words, and the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Grace to grow and to multiply what is in your hand. This new month, what is in your hand? What do you have in the house? There is a grace that makes a man to grow what he has. Many times we're looking for breakthrough in what we do not have, but my discovery is that God does not need what you do not have to bring you into blessings. Let me take that again. God does not need what you do not have to bring you into blessings. When God was going to bless Peter, he used what was in his hand. Peter had the business, a fishing business, and that was the same tool that God used to bless him. God blessed him with what he had in his hands. You remember the case of the woman, the one of the wives of the sons of the prophet in 2 Kings chapter number 4. This woman cried to Elisha the prophet and told her a problem. What question did Elisha ask this woman? Elisha said, "What do you have in your house? What can I do for you?" Verse 2, the Bible says, "So Elisha said to her, 'What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?'" It is what is in your hands that God will use to bless you. This woman said, "Your maid servant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil." Whatever it is that you have, no matter how small you think it is, that is exactly what God needs to begin the process of your emancipation and blessings. He will use what you have to bless you. But there must be that grace upon you to multiply and to grow what you have. Grace to grow and to multiply what you have. Let's go back to our passage of consideration. The master gave talents to 3 men. To one, he gave 5 talents. To another, he gave 2 talents. And to one, he gave 1. He gave to everyone according to their several abilities. You must understand also that God has given to every one of us graces according to our several abilities. He has given us talents. You have talents according to your ability. You have endowment according to your ability. God gave gifts according to every man's ability. The what you don't have ability for, don't strive to do it. Stress comes upon us in life when we begin to look at what other people are doing, and then we want to be like them, or we want to do what they are doing. You may not be graced or be gifted or be talented along that line, and it will be a stress and a struggle for you if you want to venture into that area. Don't venture to do what you have not been endowed or gifted or talented to do. It will be a struggle and it will end in failure. And so these 3 men, one of them, the first one, had the grace to multiply, to grow, and to multiply the 5 talents that was given to him. So he multiplied his 5 talents and gained 5 more. The man with 2 talents had this grace to grow and to multiply what was in his hand. So he grew the talent to gain two other talents, and then he had now four. But the man with one talent did not have the grace to grow or to multiply what was given to him. So he went to dug in the ground and hid his talent. You must multiply. You must grow what is in your hand. Don't forget, there is something in your hand. Maybe it's in your house or your shop. Maybe it's inside. It's a service that you can render. But there is something in you that if you receive this grace, you can grow and multiply, and it will bring you into blessing. So what is in your house, or what do you have? There is something you have. You must first identify that thing and then receive the grace to grow and to multiply that thing. And so this man did not grow his one talent. He went to bury it. He lost out completely. If he had traded with that talent and had gained one more, that would have been 100% success. But he must have been looking at the man with two or the man with five and must have wondered, how come I have only one? Please don't mind the little thing in your hand. That is what God needs to start the process of your blessings. So go and trade with that thing, grow it and multiply it. The wife of the prophet said, your handmaid had nothing in the house except a jar of oil. And that was all that was needed to bring her into fruitfulness. Elisha said, go and trade with it. Go and borrow vessels and pour. Now there was grace already. The grace entered into the life of this woman through the words of the prophet. As she was pouring from this little jar, she was filling big vessels with oil. The oil grew and multiplied in her hand. There was growth and multiplication. We received this grace also from Jesus, who grew and multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish to feed 5,000 men. And they still were able to gather 12 baskets of the remnant. There was this grace on Jesus to grow and multiply things. I am asking for the release of this grace upon you to grow and to multiply what is in your hands. In Isaiah chapter 48 and in verse 17, the Bible says, thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. May God teach you to profit by releasing this grace for growth and multiplication into your hands. Your things will grow and multiply. Your things will not reduce. There will be no reduction in your life. There will be no reduction or deduction in your resources. There will be multiplication. There are some people, if you give them ₦1 billion or $1 million to do business, it will fizzle out, it will disappear in their hands because they do not have the grace to grow anything. They do not have the grace to multiply resources. Whereas there are people, if they have ₦100,000, maybe even $200, they will be able to grow and to multiply it because the grace to grow and multiply things and record profit is upon them. May you not lack this grace. May you not lack the grace for profit in the name of Jesus. May you not lack the grace to grow and to multiply things. What do you have in your hands? What is it that you have in the house? What are those things in your shop? This morning, I am asking for the release. You are going to also pray, and we will ask for the release of the grace to grow and to multiply these and to record great profit. This is the will, the counsel of God for your life, that things will grow and multiply in your hands, that you will record profit in all that you do. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and receive that grace. Father, I receive the grace to grow and multiply the things in my hands. I receive the grace for things to grow and multiply in my hands. In the name of Jesus, let nothing die in my hands. Let there be no reduction in my hands. Let things grow and multiply in my hands. My Father, this is my cry, O God, that things will grow and multiply in my hands, that whatever you commit into my hands will grow and multiply, that things will not reduce in my hands, that things will not die in my hands, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to receive the grace for profit. Father, let me profit in all that I do. Teach me to profit according to your words. This is my prayer, O God, that you will release upon me the grace for profit. Let me record profit in all that I do. Let there be no shortage or losses around me in the name of Jesus. Help me, O God, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to declare upon yourself, things will grow and multiply in my hands. My hands will record great profit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Things will grow and multiply in my hands. Things will not reduce or die in my hands. Things will not be stagnant in my hands. Whatever is committed into my hands will profit in my hands. Whatever is committed into my hands will grow and multiply in my hands. Anything I touch will grow and multiply to the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord. I will record great profit in my life. I will record great profit in all my endeavors in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace to grow and multiply things. Grace for things to grow and multiply in my hands. I receive this grace today in the name of Jesus. And this month, therefore, my life will be profitable. My things will prosper. My things will grow. My things will multiply. And the name of the Lord will be honored. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I join my faith with yours and declare that grace to grow and multiply things be released upon you today. Things will grow and multiply in your hands in the name of Jesus. You will record great profit and God's name will be honored in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later this evening, 5:30 p.m. for our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word. That's our Bible study. We call it Ezra Project. Join us later today at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this Bible study teaching on any of our social media platforms. On Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, or on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contact. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adeluju, wishing you a very glorious day and the Lord bless you.